Welcome back to Raw Vegan Lens. I'm your host, Sherry Michelle. Let's go. I just happened to see the tab for the podcast open while I was doing 10 other things, an animal communication session and some applications, and I thought, oh my gosh, I have not done a podcast in quite a while. It's been 2025 has not been my favorite year so far. I'm hoping that's turning around right about now. I have been in training to be a school bus driver, and I've also been trying to get my blood sugar down, but there's just been so many stressful things. Chubby went to the vet again today. Her eye is all swollen. Apparently it's nothing, so that's a relief. But it's just like all kinds of little things like that popping up, and just I feel like I'm constantly putting out fires. And this training and testing has been stressful, and I went to a celebration of life for a really great friend yesterday. It's just a lot. And of course, it's been my niece Devon's. It was her birthday month in May, and so every day on Facebook I posted a picture and a story about her, which I thought would be really healing, and I feel like I made it worse for everybody, but people said they liked it, but it just made it even harder. She died 2 days before her birthday, and so it was also just, it was going to be tough. I think May will always be a little tough. So I've been dealing with all that, and you know I'm a stress eater, and it would just be like one day on, one day off, one day on, one day off. I'm fasting. Now I'm doing raw vegan. It was just kind of all over the place. And then today, I got a surprise. So I have until July 3rd, remember, to get my blood sugar down below 100 or around 100. That's when they're going to test my A1C again. So I have about a month here. And today I was told by the company that I'm going to be driving the school bus for that I'm going to Concentra to have my physical and my fingerprinting. And this is the first time they've mentioned where we were going for that. We were just told, oh, it's an easy physical, fingerprints, no big deal. Well, that's not quite true, because Concentra does like full blood work, urinalysis. It's very thorough. I know this because I've been there before as a chauffeur a number of times. So this is a problem because my blood sugar is not where it needs to be, and they are going to say, most likely, they're going to say that I'm diabetic. And then I'm going to have to go to my doctor and say, I probably can't do this job. I can't do this job unless I'm medicated. And then she's going to put me on metformin. This is not what I wanted at all. If I had known that they were testing through Concentra from the beginning, I would not have accepted the job. Instead, I've spent 2 weeks studying and testing, and today started doing the driving training, and it's a 5-week training period. It's the longest I think I've trained for any job ever. And it just feels like it could all be for nothing, depending on how things go tomorrow. So I started applying to work at the airport again. And I had done a little bit of that before I accepted this job. I just am really in a quandary. And so just not knowing what to do. And I always think like, oh, I'm probably just going to be doing animal communication for friends and family here and there a little bit. Yet I just did a session for a vet. So, which is good. We had a really great ending to a lost dog that she had done major surgery for. This dog Letty came home. And home to the clinic, and now she's fostering her. So that was super fantastic. But now her cat, her own cat, is missing. Letty had been surrendered, and so she was not her dog, but she's soon to be her dog. So that was really exciting to have her back at the clinic, and all the staff there loved her, and so they were really excited too. So I love when that happens. And I've got a pretty good track record. So I said to her, I have a really good track record with determining whether they're in spirit or in physical form. And so I said, you want me to check in with her cat Maverick, who usually comes home right away. He might be gone for a night, but he comes right back home and he's waiting at the door in the morning to be let in. Well, that's not the case this time. So I connected with him. He's fine. He's off, you know, hunting and with a name like Maverick, you know, you can't really convince him of too much. But we had a good talk, and he's okay. He's willing to come home. He knows that he's worrying her because, of course, he's connected to her thoughts. And he didn't want to. He's accused me of trying to control him, which all cats feel that way. They want it to be their idea to come home when they are ready. But he's the first one to ever, like, just flat out say, you know, he called me out, trying to control me. And I said, okay, yes, I surrender. It's up to you, but you know how much you're worrying your mom, so why don't you hunt on the way home? And he thought that was a decent compromise. And he could smell home. He's not far from home. So anyway, when something like, you know, that comes up, it's just like, I'm always going to be doing animal communication. Should I be doing it full time? I just don't know. A number of people asked me if I was writing still. And that's always like in the back of my mind, like, that I should be writing the sequels to my three novels, making them into trilogies, is at least the first one, because it has a nice following, and I just don't know what I'm supposed to be doing with my life right now. I'm pretty sure it's not being a school bus driver, but then again, you never know. It might be about crossing paths with someone. There was a kid actually in training, that I really connected with last week, who is probably 20, 21, I guess, and he's buried three brothers and a cousin just in the last couple of years. So I was able to relate, and we talked a lot. And, you know, sometimes, I do believe sometimes you're just put in a place to cross paths with someone. And maybe that was the whole purpose of me, you know, doing this training with this company, and I'm not supposed to actually work there. I don't know. I gave him a copy of Swallowtail because that's what that book is about. It's about, you know, I asked him, do you ever feel like you see signs or you feel signs? And so we were talking about that. And so I brought him a copy of the book and said, you know, I don't know if you like to read, but maybe your mom would like to if you don't, or someone in your family. So maybe that's what that was for. That was the purpose of that job. I don't know. I need to just surrender again and see what happens, I guess. I really don't want to do metformin, though. And if they tell me tomorrow that I'm diabetic and I have to be medicated, I'm going to have to make a decision. And on July 3rd, when they do my A1C again, they may still say that I need to be medicated. Oh, excuse me. But I'm fasting right now, and that'll bring it down some. It'll be in the 200s, I imagine, tomorrow. It won't be in the 100s, I don't think. I seriously doubt that. But this is where I am. This is the corner that I've eaten myself into. And you probably all saw it coming. And I was really hoping I wouldn't do this to myself. But sometimes, you know, I mean, I've asked myself, what's it going to take, Sherry? What's it going to take? Like, do you need to have a stroke? Like, God, I hope not. But yeah, I was hoping it wouldn't come to this. And I wouldn't be, like, really forced into taking that form. And so we'll see what happens. It's out of my hands now. I'm just going to keep fasting and let's see what happens. Is there anything else that I should tell you about in regards to Ravi did? Excuse me, I've been so tired. I think that I've said everything that I need to say, and it's a very short episode, and my apologies for that and for it having been so long. Life is just really, really busy for all of us, isn't it? I'd really like to change that. And maybe, I mean, I've had people say in the past, like, I've read comments about my books and stuff. Like, why is she doing anything except writing? Why is she doing anything other than animal communication? It takes a lot of discipline and consistency, more than anything, to keep your own gig afloat when you are self-employed. And many of you know this. And I tend to think because I don't eat consistently, like I don't eat raw vegan consistently, that I am not consistent. So the answer looks really simple. And I feel very consistent when I fast, but of course that's not very sustainable. And I tend to break fasts badly. They always say, like, well, fasting isn't really for people with an eating disorder. And I don't think of myself as someone with an eating disorder, but if I'm honest with myself, I think I have a binge eating disorder. I definitely do that when I go off raw or I break a fast. It just turns into a binge. So there you go. So I always think, well, that's not me, but it probably is me. And so I'm better off just sticking with raw vegan, but I will be fasting until this blood work tomorrow for sure. And I'm just not proud of my track record with this. But every day is a new day. Every day is a new opportunity to start again and reinvent yourself and become the dream version of you. So let's do that. Let's do that. Thanks for being here. Thanks for listening. Wherever you are in your raw journey, if you're just thinking about it, or if you think it's nuts and you want to hear all the reasons why, or if you're doing great, just sailing along and rooting for me, I'm just glad you're here. I hope you got something out of this. I will say, you know, Victoria Batenko has always said, every time you stop raw, it's harder to start it again. And I agree. I agree. It's gotten much harder for me to get going again. But I figure, excuse me, I'm so sorry. I figure I've done this hundreds of times, off and on, off and on, off and on. That was bound to happen, so I am going to report back and let you know what happened. And I hope you have a beautiful day. Love you guys.